Here is your Wealth Health Pod Blog for Monday, June 22nd, 2009. I hope you had a great weekend and a wonderful and relaxing Father's Day. I've always wondered why fathers are referred to as sources of origin. You know, the founding fathers, the father of this technology or that technology or whatever. And mothers is used to refer to the size of an event. It was the mother of all hurricanes, the mother of all stock market rallies. You get the idea. Just one of those observations that wakes me up in the middle of the night. Okay, so the markets are tumbling today. We're past the triple witching on Friday and are now looking into the next quarter of earnings reports and trying to figure out where we go from here. The World Bank has severely cut its estimate for global growth to a negative 2.9% rate for 2009. While that's an ugly number in and of itself, there's even some surprise that it would be as bad as it is, and that surprise is what's showing up in the market prices both here and other parts of the world. Essentially, folks who were looking at all those green shoots and telling us that everything is fine now that it isn't getting quite so bad quite so quickly just got a bucket of ice-cold water tossed on them. Does this mean we're headed down from here? Well, that's going to depend on your timetable, so here are a few things to keep in mind as you try and figure out how you want to play this. First off, we are on the way to the end of the quarter. There's likely to be some window dressing being done by mutual fund managers to make their performance look better than it really is. That could seriously buoy equity prices, at least in the short run over the next few weeks. Second, we are in the midst of summer, a time when things historically are a lot more subtle. It isn't just coincidence that a big market move usually happens in the fourth quarter, not the third. Will this time be different? I don't know. Could happen. Could also prove beneficial if we don't see so much downside as to test the market lows throughout this summer. I do believe that, in general, we are placing in a high for equities prices. As I have said here before, the probability of losing 20% or more of your wealth invested in U.S. equities from today forward is close to 50-50. This tells me the probability of any downside is much greater than the probability of any upside. But as meetings last week with new investment clients reminded me, it doesn't matter where you have your wealth invested. There is always a risk of losing some of it. Right now, CDs and other cash-like vehicles may be the best place to be, but the odds are they'll do better than equities over the next few months. Then again, when inflation rears its ugly head, and it will, you will not want to be locked into a 3% rate of return. Your Wealth Health Pod Blog tip of the day is to limit your exposure to fixed returns to a duration of months, not years. I don't believe we'll see inflation in the near future, but we definitely will see it somewhere within the next 12 to 18 months. I would seriously think twice about that 3-year CD yielding a whopping 3%. It sure looks like the world economy is weaker, though, than people think, which will likely be a good thing for oil prices and the cost of fuel for the summer. And if your heating fuel supplier has any way to lock in your rate for next year, sometime in August, that might be a good thing to do. Finally, my advice is to change how you look at all forms of investments and savings. There's a shift in the professional investment management world. The assumptions we were using regarding modern portfolio theory and capital asset pricing models, those assumptions are being reviewed and questioned. And this is something that is good, actually. The biggest assumption is that the market is truly efficient and rational. I think the tech bubble and the real estate bubble have fully disproved the completely rational part of that assumption. We can go for a very, very long time acting in a way that really makes no sense whatsoever. This behavior has led us over the cliff a number of times the past few years. If the market really isn't completely rational, that means you can exploit times when asset classes are overvalued or undervalued. Now, I don't believe that you can consistently win trying to pick individual companies. There are too many other factors, and the transactions costs are going to kill you if nothing else. I do believe, though, that asset allocation strategies do need to have broader bands of variation. Tactical shifts in asset class allocations were traditionally just a few percentage points. Portfolio manager might shift from a 40% U.S. equity exposure to 43% or 37%. But as time goes by and markets evolve, I believe those allocation shifts need to be far more substantial. There is no reason to own much of an asset class that is clearly headed into the toilet. This was the challenge I had last fall. I couldn't sleep at night knowing that my clients had 50 to 60% of their wealth exposed to U.S. equities that were massively overpriced, and oddly enough, still are today. Modern portfolio theory and passive investment management gurus told us that since the portfolio was diversified, it was safe. Quite clearly, such portfolios were not safe. Now, an advisor could hide behind this theory and tell their clients that they were doing their job, but in truth, there were exposures there that should have been a bigger concern. So now, as we walk into the next chapter of the Great Reset of 2009, the question you need to pose to yourself and your investment advisor is, where is the risk, and am I comfortable with it?